Can it be that we don't see that we are betraying our children in every possible way when we teach them that they exist not for themselves, but to be functionaries of the state and of the market, when we teach them by our example, if not openly, to obey bosses and to respond to money as a trigger of our behavior, as that which determines what we do. Combine that training with material or economic dependence, and we get fascism. A bit of thought, and this conclusion is obvious, but I must admit that until I became a target because of my descent, until I had no choice but to see how easily large numbers of folks could be turned into trackers and hounders of me, convinced to participate in my being extra-legally assaulted, this possibility never occurred to me, that fascism is in fact the ability to command the human energy of the people in that state. As I typed this on January 22nd, I was full into the effects of being hit without cessation all week and up to leaving to come here, clearing up to the last minute. It's a pretty nasty type of wave they are using. And I am convinced that this latest EMF weapon must be amended with some element. there must be folks out there who can do the chemistry of it, of what added to, because the mucus I have been clearing out of me for 5 years, well, actually, no, the EMF, it changes. As I said, they use various things. And the heavy-duty mucus has only been about a year and a half, I think. Or so. I have to go back and check. In any case, that's always been clear. But this latest, and you see, I mean, if I had no experience with dealing with this ongoing assault, I wouldn't be so sensitive to the signals, the signs of it. You know, the electrical paralysis and the way it freezes your head and your heart. You know, it freezes the muscles in your body. And so you sort of understand those signals. You understand what it is. But if you didn't know, as I said, I think on a different show, when I was first trying to figure out what was going on with me, I said to the doctor, the top of my head is cold. And he just looked at me like, you know, yeah, right. So these are not, this is not a health issue that is going to be diagnosed. So we have to wrestle with this. We'll be returning to this theme ongoing, obviously. So it must be amended. What could make mucus congeal into this oatmeal-colored and thickened clots, which it seems they may be poised to release on the general population, given that article we referred to last week from the January 12th, 2016 New York Times on pharmaceuticals development of drugs for rare diseases. And it seems that they have designer drugs for designer diseases. And I'm curious as to the history of this disease, HAE, hereditary angioedema. Where did it come from, and when did it arrive on the scene? When it is, because my circumstances are way different. When I escape the house, which is why I, among other reasons, really need those walks at Lakeside Park. When I escape the house, at least briefly, I am freed from that assault on me. And that has been the case with this latest one as well. More and more, I'm also convinced that the drones are mainly used for data processing and cameras. You know, that they need to send this data to a weapon. And so I'm going to ask again, what kind of weapon could target folk like this? Where would it be located? Obviously above somewhere, and if not in a drone, then where? And it also seems more and more clear to me that it's a form of the wave they're using is a laser, just because of the precision focus of it. So at least one of the types of weapons, I'm sure they have a whole family, as we've been saying. So this particular one, it almost feels as if the mucus has formed into a solid block in my head and chest. And then my day and night, whenever becomes loosening and trying to get free of it, while they continue the punishment.